You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Geen lange blonde Hollander met ijsblauwe ogen die aan het roer staat van een schip in Melbourne. Nee, het is een doodgewone Australiër, maar die wel 5 jaar lang in een bootje in Amsterdam heeft rondgevaren. Hij gaat een nieuwe vaar- en waterbelevenis organiseren in Melbourne. Een Nederlandse vaarervaring. Alastair Sutherland gaat met Nederlandse sloepen de waterwegen rond Melbourne onveilig maken.
Well, so on a boat we'll basically take what we know as the Amsterdam-style boat experience and recreate that right here in Melbourne on the Yarra River.
But we have no canals.
No, we don't have canals here, but we have this beautiful Yarra River and we have, you know, mostly glorious weather. So I think the combination of those two, I think, is a recipe for a lot of fun and a lot of activity on the water.
So I'm sure that you've stolen this idea from the canal boats in the Netherlands. You must have spent some time there.
I did. So it's very much inspired from my time living in Amsterdam. So I actually just returned from about 5 years living in Amsterdam. So I got back here earlier this year. Yeah, really the context is while I was over there, I had a little sloop which I bought and really just for fun started doing boat tours where I basically take little groups of people around the canals throughout Amsterdam just because I love doing it and it was a good way to use my little sloop. So yeah, I was in my element. I love doing that, and I fell in love with the whole boating experience and the use of all of the waterways in Amsterdam and in Holland in general, and really wanted to try and recreate that experience over here in Melbourne.
So I take it you've got a sloop here as well.
I do now. So I've actually now got 5 sloops here in Melbourne. So there's one that I've built here, and another 4 that have been imported. So the combination of that little fleet of 5, and which will hopefully expand over time as well, it basically covers, you know, 2 functions where one will be skipper trips, where it'll be, you know, me or another skipper driving people throughout the river and taking them on a bit of a tour. And the other loops will basically be used for the hire and drive people, so people can drive those boats without a boat license. They're electric and, you know, very user-friendly, very easy to operate, and people can drive those much in the same style as, you know, Mokum boats or Sloop Delen that you might find over in Amsterdam.
So when you were doing your boat experience in Amsterdam, the waterways are pretty congested in the Netherlands. You know, there's a lot of boats on the water, even in Amsterdam.
Well, there are, and your listeners might be familiar with the sail event or sail festival, which happens over in the Amsterdam Eye. I think it happens once every 5 years.
Yeah.
Just coincidentally, I purchased my boat literally the week before the sail festival, and it was, you know, absolutely a baptism of fire, where it was the first time using this loop in Amsterdam, which was in the middle of the sail festival, which, for those that know it, is literally, you know, thousands of boats throughout the canals and the waterways in Holland, the biggest sailing festival, you know, I think in the world. So, yeah, so there was one way to learn how to drive a boat really quickly, and I think that was it.
So have you had any really weird experiences in Amsterdam on your boat?
Well, plenty of weird experiences. I think that was half the fun of it. You know, I love doing those little trips. Absolutely my element. You know, I had many different tours and trips on there, ranging from, you know, hens days or bucks days to people that were just visiting the city and often expats that were in town and wanted to check out the city. So, yeah, I could name many funny experiences of things you can see and do on the waterways in Amsterdam, and that was all part of the fun.
Well, it's very lively in Amsterdam with all the houseboats moored in the canals as well, you know, the different ways they've been decked out. You won't have that same variety over here, though.
No, we don't have the houseboats over here. You know, one of the things that just stood out to me more than anything about, you know, once I returned back here from Holland is just how underused I think our waterways here. You know, you can walk around the Yarra River on, you know, on a weekend and literally you can count the boats on one hand. You know, for whatever reason, you know, the first thing we think of doing here isn't to use our waterways, which is, in my mind, crazy because we have such nice weather and they're amazingly beautiful. You know, some of the scenery alongside the Yarra and the Maribyrnong River, for that matter, is stunning and spectacular. And even Melburnians often have never experienced that and never seen the city from the water. So, yeah, that's something I hope to change.
All right. Well, the one thing that concerns me greatly about your plan is having these boats skippered by, you know, hen parties. They won't be sober. How are you going to go around that?
Well, no, you certainly have to be sober to drive the boat. So there can be, the skipper of the boat, be that, me or a licensed skipper in the case of a skipper trip, or one of the nominated people if people are just doing the higher drive option. The skipper needs to remain sober, so they need to be under 0.05 at all times. The rest of the boat can be as rowdy as they like, but not dissimilar to hiring a car. The driver needs to stay sober. And
hey, and the boats, what colour do they have, those sloops?
Yeah, so very much inspired from the Dutch colours, so people won't be able to miss them. They're very bright orange with, basically a combination of a charcoal and a bright orange with a white logo, so people need to look out for the On A Boat logo and should certainly remind them of all things Dutch in design and colour.
And have you picked up any Dutch words while you were in the Netherlands?
Well, I did. I unfortunately, my Dutch isn't as good as it should be, given the fact that all Dutch people speak English so well, which
so disappointing.
Yeah, a tiny bit. But no, I certainly speak a little bit of Dutch, and certainly my favourite word of all time is gazelle. And so, yeah, I can certainly assure you that the boats are super gazelle, and people will be in for a whole lot of gezelligheid if they're coming on the boat, be it either on a skipper trip or driving themselves. The gezelligheid was first and foremost in coming up with the design of the boat, that's for sure.
Hey, any nautical Dutch terms? No.
Well, they're in progress. I think I'm just getting familiar with those, so I'll be certainly wheeling a few of those out as we get up and running.
Stuurboard, buckboard.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll have to have you down there and give me some on-the-job training.
I'll need a captain's hat.
Yeah, I think that we can do, that we can manage.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.